משתמשים לכם ביכולים. חזקיה סד, ידלי מרבי אמיה, ידלי מבנשים ביכולים. קוניסי אנשי אמיה, והם אמרתים, I took notice of the fact that the Anshi Aliyah, the superior beings, are very few. In Elohim, in the superior beings, and up to 1,000, Ani Minyan, I, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, together with my son Rav Eleazar, are among the thousand. In Elohim, in the Anshi Aliyah, the superior Jews are 100 in total. Ani ubni minhem. In Asorahim, in the superior Jews, add up only to 10, then אני בני מהם, עם שניים הם, עם דן שיעליו, only two in total. I and my son Eleazar are the two. What is the meaning of this mysterious saying? But Haschelem, it speaks of Daive Hasishon. מתרפשים ביכולי, אין ביסון על הרזר, לא הידים מניקאים for 7 years. לא הידים, not only from the Roman authorities, but even from their own brethren. No one knew of their greatness. No one knew what they were involved in. For 7 years, without seeing the shine of the sun, they were engaged in writing Zohar. Light. What kind of light? Spiritual light. Light that will reflect and reflect and reflect upon the whole Jewish people and indirectly and the whole world. Whenever I think of my brother Rav Nissim Ber, Zecherno Livracha, I cannot help but to think of my father Rav Moshe, Zecherno Livracha. Because my brother Rav Nissim Ber and my father Rav Moshe had one soul, one mind, one heart. When they were mechadish together. I don't know of any parallel in the history of the early soil. The only one I can think of is Rav Akiva Iger and Rav Shlomo Iger. These two also, when they were mechadish together, it wasn't a monologue, it was a dialogue. As you see, whenever you look over a Chiddush Rav Eleazar, constantly mentions a new Rav Shlomo. When Rav Shlomo arrives in the battle of a man, Rav Akiva Iger. But there is no difference. Rav Shlomo Iger, Rav Akiva Iger, had no neshama, no mind, no heart, but they were not him in cave. Rav Moshe Ber and Rav Moshe, Zecherno Livracha, were him in the cave, hidden from everybody, hidden from their own Talmidim. The thousands of Talmidim they had. Rav Moshe Ber and Rav Moshe Ber were Rosh Yeshivas since 1929 until 1993. But the two of them were not really wrong. Revealed, they tried to hide, not to reveal their trouble. And people say there is a tradition in Brisk not to publish Torah. It's true, but what is it? It's not there. It's a tradition in Brisk not to publish Torah. The tradition is grounded in the fact that they felt that the Zohar cannot be revealed the moment it is reflected. It has to go through a process, a threefold process, known in physics as reflection, refraction, and diffraction. What is reflection? Reflection, by definition, means where there is some connection with waves of light or waves of sound. It means that the body emits waves that bounces back to the place from which it emanated. Reb Chaim Volozhin, as well as his father, the Beis HaLevi, and his grandfathers, Reb Itzhale, Reb Chaim Volozhin, so their task was a relatively simple task, to reflect the Torah that was given as Simon, to reflect it in all the corners of the earth. My father, Reb Meshe, came to America in 1929. Then he had a more difficult task. Reflection couldn't have been enough. Reflection is possible when there is one medium. In Volozhin, in Brisk, there is one medium for which the rays of the light of the Torah were able to penetrate. There was no other, there was no necessity to have recourse to the process of reflection, which means the bending of the rays. When the rays of the sun have to change their direction from one medium into another, from the medium of pure air into the medium of water, of rain, then there is a bending of the rays, with no breaking off of the rays. But sometimes, when the rays of the sun have to penetrate through an opaque person, then bending is not enough. Then there is a law of nature that the rays of the sun have to manipulate, to penetrate, by breaking off into the spectrum of colors. This is the phenomenon of the rainbow, Eskashti Musati Bon, that was the covenant. Every covenant was coupled with a symbol. What was the symbol that expressed the covenant between the Rebbeinu Shalom and the whole human race? Does the rainbow. When does a rainbow happen? When it starts raining, there is a flood. keep some point. No sun, then all the sun. The sun comes out. Then the sun not only is required to change its medium, but it has to manipulate, to break off into its numerous and multifarious components called the spectrum of colors. And then we see La Verde describing the King Odo, Himare, Hashemesh, Bisehono, Himare King. That is the Mara, the King Odo. The King Odo was the spiritual leader of cloudy soil, and indirectly of all of humanity. He was this power for Kshamim, the Tzikami. He was this power for spiritual light for the whole Jewish people. How do you do it? You have to resort to the spectrum of colors. You have to break off into the numerous and multifarious ways. My father Ramesha came to the United States. He had to change the medium. In the Chaim's days, in the Bissalini's days, in the Sim's days, in the Rayat Mishnah's days, in the Bissalalojna's days, in the Chaim Alojna's days. So, the way to shed light was a very simple one, relatively speaking. All he had to do is to explain the Yoni HaTorah. But when the Ramesha came to the United States, he had to penetrate into students who were living in a different medium, in a medium of Torah and Chochmas Leila, Chochmas Leila. It wasn't easy for my father Ramesha to explain concept of Shtores, concept of Akira Anochi. My father used to say, Mr. Tarmi, when I give a shiur on Rav Kazoke, it's so simple. I don't have to explain 10 times, but when I give a shiur on Akira Tzirach Anochi, on Shtores, in Machshuv Ashtar, Mazek Shivachtel Beis Rebezin, that an ordinary piece of paper, it testifies everything is ignored in Shuvah's principle. I have to explain it several times, and I have to prepare it. How to explain it? Because the students in Shuvah's principle who are raised in a different media, they can grasp concepts of stories of Akshila Tzirach Anochi. They can grasp Rav Kazoke, Svetzik. That's a very simple thing. Every judge can understand that, but not the concept of stories. When my brother Reb Shapir became Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva Sabzachana. So then in 1940, then he had the bigger challenge to penetrate the Miskatol into paid students, not Hasmisholem, criticizing them. They were paid because they were raised in an environment that is hostile to Torah. he had to resort to giving lectures in Jewish philosophy. In Jewish philosophy, so that was the most difficult challenge, but he fulfilled that function of diffraction, of breaking off the rays of the Torah into its numerous components gloriously and successfully. And now I would like to mention certain tricky variations that is very relevant to my father, the Bishop. In Bereishis of Omer Zion, the Torah says, V'Yisroel O'Aves Yisei Mikol Bonof Kiben Skubi Gloy Yisroel Yaakov Avinu loved his son Yosef more than any other children. Why? Because he was in Ben Skubi. What's the pshat in Ben Skubi? So three pshat. One pshat is he was a son who was nailed at the old age of Yaakov Avinu. The other pshat is Shehono Ben Chati. He was a very wise, smart son, in the sense of Enzokei Lomishukon HaChachma, that Yosef HaTzadik was mekabel the whole Torah that Yaakov received, learned in the Bishneva Shalchim Beinah. We also like say this passage, in order to symbolize Yaakov's preference to Yosef, he made him a striped shirt by Yiro Echov, Keise Oav Oviv Mikol Echov. His fathers saw that Yaakov knew the father, loved Yosef more than any one of them, by Yisroel. In all the English translations, it is translated, they hated him. That's a very natural translation. Even disliked him was a very inaccurate translation. In my opinion, Yisroel means they resented him. Neither they hated him, Chas v'Shalom. Neither they disliked Machas Yisrael, but they resented him because they loved him and they wanted that Yosef should be one of them, but they felt that he was superior to them, not because they didn't have that potential. They had the same potential as Yosef, but Yosef tried all the time to galvanize the potential. They didn't. So they were jealous. Jealousy is not grounded in hatred. Sometimes it is conducive to hatred. Jealousy is grounded in the mere ability, in not being ready, not in the ability, to do while the other person does. The other person does his utmost to galvanize his potential, and they don't. So the Yahoo will double sorry. They couldn't, they exerted him so much, they couldn't even talk peaceably to him. A Yahoo, Yosef Chalim, Yosef was a dreamer, and he dreamt again. Yaakov, even this time, this dream, he didn't tell his father Yaakov. The second dream, he told his father Yaakov. Yosef dreamt two halimis. One dream he was in one day, in the midst of the Sechasodeh, in the island, I mean, so the brothers were standing in the field and they were binding sheaves. And of course, Yeezy was also binding his sheaves. And then, all of a sudden, their sheaves started to encircle and walk around the sheaf of Yeezy. And then they bowed down to Yeezy's sheaves. This was one dream. The second dream was a more glorious dream, a more spiritual dream. V'nei HaShemesh V'Yoreach, symbolizing Yaakov and Leah, V'Chadosh HaPichovim, and the seven stars, symbolizing the brothers of Yosef. And they are all bound down to those fatalities. That was a very strange dream. That dream, he told his father Yaakov. And Yaakov rebuked him. But the other Shomar Sadar, Yaakov felt he was convinced that this is not an ordinary dream. The Kalim Shobi Vadeo. Not as a prophetic dream. So they returned to see more, and they started to dislike it more. And they said, by Sater Alavim, Zaracho, by Yida Alavim, by Yemenu, Machal Mazash Cholant, Habeim Habeim, Ani Yimcho, Yochicho, Yishtach Yishlecho Arza. By Kanu Yochich, Echad, Yishobi Shamasad. What did this dream symbolize? Another dream. Yaakov Avinu was also a dreamer, as it is mentioned in Vayitzel. He dreamt of a dream of the Shulam Mutzafarza, the Reishen Magia Shumayimu, a letter set up on earth, on concrete ground, and its top, Rishihan of Hell. Yitzchak Tzadik dreamt two dreams, but the two dreams were really two component dreams of Yaakov's one dream. But Yaakov lived in a time when everyone can really live. That was before he arrived in Haran. So everyone he really lived was convinced of the heritage of Abraham, of Yitzchak. So it was one dream was enough. He had a dream of the Shulam is a foul celebration of Yeshua Imo. But he says, then to the day when he'll go to Egypt and he'll become prime minister of pagan Egypt. Can you talk to them about Shulam is a foul celebration of Yeshua Imo? They'll consider you crazy. They should have Yeshua Imo. They have no concept of Shabbat. They only had a concept of Arzon. So they had to analyze his father Yaakov's dream into two dreams. And the Chaim himself was criticized by many people who recognized that the Chaim's Torah is the Amidah Shel Torah. But they criticized him by saying, by calling him the chemist, the chemist, the Chai, who also discovers the actual laws, to him. No, they found there is always one thing, not one law. They resented him in the brothers of Yosef. also we sent the case because she then children got in the days of Joseph in the pagan world, in Egypt, where everything, even the birds, absorb pagan melodies. Joseph had to bring children. The same problem was with my brother Reb Shimon. It's not his fault, and I'm not criticizing anything at all. And then Rosh Hashiva. But it's Yodwa, then Rosh Hashiva, that we return in America, alienated themselves from Rosh Hashiva. Why? What did Rosh Hashiva do? He gave shiurim in Aloha 5 hours. There's no other Rosh Hashiva ever did it. Nothing more than that. But he also gave lectures in philosophy. And Chiddush HaLevavos, in the Kuzar, in the real Yerushalayim. That they could not do. They could not do it because they didn't know how to break the ways of the Torah into its various spectrum colors. So then, they resented the him to an extent that even the Chacham of the Chishitol that they heard and they liked and they enjoyed and they realized he chased lights and certain sugars in Shabbos. They mentioned it in the published form in the name of Rav Chaim, not even in the name of my father, the Chaim Aloch. I'm not criticizing him. If I had been among them, probably you behave the same way. Our Tumen is Chaveichon, Ashitati Alankin. But let me quote certain sukkah from Barchi of the Broche that Yaakov Avinu bestowed upon Ben Peros Yosef. Yosef is a fruitful bone. Peros Aleonim, a fruitful bone by the well whose branches run over the well, the archers, who are the archers, not the Egyptians, would have made the Isachim, his own brothers. His own brothers to whom he was so glorious, they were the archers who sincerely shaped Shemayim, cast arrows against Yosef. The archers fiercely attacked him and shot at him and hated him. But his bow, a bold instrument, didn't fail. And the arms of his strength were made supple by the hands of the Almighty God of Yaakov. From thence, from the shepherds, the stone of Israel, by the God of my father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee, with blessings of heavens above, blessings of the deep that couches beneath, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. Yosef was endowed with all the genes that he inherited from his father Yaakov in the genes he inherited from his mother Rachel. Together with the milk Yosef as a child sucked from the breasts of Rachel, he also sucked concepts of Dushim, concepts of Chesed, and of course the Achim of Yosef resented it. My brother Shigar too, to the Bein Shalom, blessed him with all the genes of his father Meshe and his grandfather Chaim, his great ancestors, to be Salomi, the seed of Chaim Oshner, and he was blessed with all the genes of my mother's Chaim Oshner, of Chabelet Oshner. And that's why he was here, to become the Rishpah Mishpah, not the Dalek brothers on a table, where the Dalek brothers did not try to galvanize the qualities that they inherited from the parents. Yosef did. I'd like to conclude with two statements. One statement, and I beg each and every one of you not to misunderstand me. I don't want, and I don't mean, to single out any child of my brother Yisrael. They're all the same. But everybody has his destiny. Just as Yosef had the tragic but fortunate destiny, as the Rebbe Shalom said to Yaakov Avinu, "Be Yosef Yoshis Yodei Necho." Yosef, your son, will put his hand on your eyes before you die. That is a shvus that not everybody is there. I wasn't zeichet to it. I was mishamish my father. I wasn't zeichet that I should put my hands on the eyes of my father. Zechayim was 52 years ago. But from Yeshua, my father was zeichet. And he was there with my father. The last few moments, he woke up, and then he had to say the Birkas HaShachar. So he said to my brother, "Bravo, you're Bedir. You're Baal Zom, the Birkas HaShachar, but the Chodesh Kimkeach. So do the Zom, the Birkas HaShachar. Kislasher, you're my hand, pour water over my hands and say to us a shacha, Michalem Salomen, Michalem Salomen." So then my brother did it. He filled up a pail, a cup of water, he poured it on his hands, he wiped his hands, and he made all the Birkas HaShacha. And then my father said to him, "Well, he was always there. Erstens, I was in Kandler, the Pasik of Yosef, Yoshis, Yodei Alinech. Zweitens, we are the Zom, as the Pasik, Smach Zom Mitzisecho, Yisocha Berlech." Didn't explain, and then he closed his eyes. And what he meant for is the Medrash, "Rabbi, Shmach Zvum Zitzicheho, Mitzis Chorei Omaze, Yisocha Ba'alecha, Bebe, Shmach Zvum Zitzicheho, Mitzis Chorei Omaze, Leilu Mabo, Yisocha Ba'alecha, Leilu Mabo." So, I'm saying for the Shabbat. So, Not wound me, see, sir. He takes from me when I think. Lay on my boy. And he saw the other house. But I want to see about two children. And this was and the tart rest. They were there to bet food, to take care of their father, and this is there, in the last days of his life. And yesterday, I walked over at Tara's house, and I stayed there to the net house. And I think that Hosea was saying still. And then I was now out to say to him, and the man, they see me to the front, but Fatima Tara was not saying to him either. But every half hour, I saw Tara stood up and buried the face and took a good look at my father as he was lying on the floor. The towers covered him up. And she looked at her father, whose eyes she wasn't able to see then, with so much love and affection. I am 75 years old. Being around me, 76 years old, I never saw that. She didn't look, I saw many mothers looking at their deceased children with love and affection, but I never saw in my life a brother looking with so much affection at a father who was lying on the floor, covered with the towers. And then I felt a certain jealousy towards Tara and towards the Yitzchak, that they were zeiche to this tragic and fortunate truth. Then I want to repeat one more thing that my father mentioned in Hester 52 years ago over my father. In 1940, he said, when the Chaim Ozhener passed away, his son Rabbi Tzelem, his Malkin Malozhin, said to all the Talmudim Malozhin, at that time Malozhin had very few Talmudim, I don't think they had hundreds of Talmudim. So he said, Talmudim Malozhin, and let Hashem tell us, that when the Bishamut Rosh, the Bishamut Rosh was destroyed and was in flames, so the perfect woman, the young Nitor, the Bishamut Rosh, went up to the roof of the Bishamut Rosh and he threw down the keys and he said to the Rebbeinu Shalom, don't do the keys anymore. Please, take it. And then a figurative hand came out from him and grabbed the keys. And this old Roshan said, you think that it was to the credit of the Puritan? No, Hashem. It's the criticism of the Puritan. That was the biggest wonder that the perfect woman made. And they hadn't thrown the keys into the fire there in short time. With the required effort, they would be able to rebuild the families. Don't repeat that longer. I'm telling now, told it all, and not only is I'm here, but all the people in the United States and Canada, and in Israel, don't repeat that mistake. Don't swallow the keys of the Mishnah Yad of the Shiva Savitz Lohanan, where Mishpachas Brisk have been penetrating lines of thought since 1929. Don't throw the keys into the fire. Keep the keys and we build the gates of the Jewish blood. Yeshiva's forgiveness come. Let us hope that we'll be destined to see the day of Dila HaMos HaMetzach and Noch HaRishon HaKim. Dino, Yali Kompani.
Yeah.
Good morning.